Hey, patrons and YouTube members, and welcome back to your exclusive weekly patron cast. This time, season 3, episode 45. And I wanted to start this one by just saying thank you for all your support and all the nice messages you sent me when I said I wouldn't be able to make a patron cast last week because of some pretty hard personal reasons. Thank you all for being so understanding, and thank you all for all your heartfelt messages. It really, really helped a lot for me, but also for the whole family. So thank you all for that. Now we have a bit of closure. The funeral is now past. It was pretty hard, but I guess it's life. You have to deal with it. So it was tough, but it went as well as one could expect in these situations. It definitely brought the whole family closer. So that's at least something. And now we can start looking at other things and try to move on. So, for this week, I'm going to talk about the channel, sponsors, and maybe changing up the rhythm of video publication. I'm going to talk about maybe a potential new perk for patrons and YouTube members, and I'm going to talk about PeerTube. So, let's begin with the channel itself. So, as the end of the year is coming closer, the channel is doing pretty well. We now passed more than 307,000 subscribers. We still have more than 1.2 to 1.3 million views per month, despite me not being as consistent in terms of the number of videos I put out. There have been a lot of weeks where I only made 2 videos instead of the 3. I missed some deadlines. There was one week where I only made a news video and nothing else. And even despite all of this, I still managed to get really good numbers and the solid revenue that comes with it. So that's pretty stable, pretty cool. All the videos generally tend to perform well. They are all at least in the 40,000 views after 3 days bracket, which is definitely the kind of performance that I want from the channel and definitely just what I need to have a sustainable channel. And of course, some perform better and some perform slightly worse, but it's very rare that I have a video that completely tanks and does really badly. There are a few examples, but it's generally less than 1 per month, which is really nice. So as I said, I've been managing to post 2 videos per week very regularly, apart from some really big problems, but I haven't managed to do 3 per week very consistently. And as some sponsors seem to slow down a bit, I'm thinking maybe this is the right way to do the channel with 2 videos per week, 1 Linux news and 1 other general open source or Linux focused video. It would, for sure, reduce the number of views a bit, but judging from the data that I have from the recent month where I generally only publish 10 to 11 videos per month, it still performs really, really well. And I think it might be the right play because for now, I try to do 3 per month. I plan for 3 per month. I try to have sponsors for 3 per month, but I generally don't manage 3 per week, sorry, not per month. And I generally don't manage to do it. And it makes me feel pretty bad because I feel like I failed in my publication calendar. I failed at just upholding the goals that I set for myself for the month. But if I try to do a bit less, then I can reach these goals consistently. I don't like oversell to a sponsor the number of videos that I can make, but then I have to tell them that I cannot make these number of videos. I think it's not a bad play. So it wouldn't be necessarily 2 per week because that would result in 8 to maybe 10 videos per month. The goal would be to do 10. So basically a video every 3 days. So that would mean there would be 1 or 2 weeks in the month where I have 3 videos in the week, and some other weeks I would just have 2. I think it would be good. And in terms of sponsored videos, 10 per month is good enough. It's not as comfortable as 13 videos sponsored per month, but 10 per month is enough. And it would let me spend more time on each video. It would let me spend more time on the scripts, polish them more, make them more interesting, make sure that the rhythm is good, maybe go more in depth as well with slightly longer videos as well, which means I wouldn't miss certain points, which I generally try to miss intentionally because I'm like, okay, this doesn't really fit in 15 minutes. That's a whole paragraph. That's like 2 minutes. I cannot fit that in because it's too long. I'm gonna have to spend too much time editing that. Now I wouldn't really have to cut those, so the videos could be slightly longer but still concise but more precise. I think it could be good to improve on the quality of every video. Not every video needs the same amount of time. When I do 3 videos per week, I could still do 3 quality videos per week by picking the topics carefully so I can make sure that those are relatively easy videos to make. And on the weeks where I only have 2, I could make more in-depth, more complex videos, spending a bit more time on each video. It would also mean that I would only cover topics that have a sizable chance of performing really well, which would in return make all videos perform better, because YouTube likes consistency in terms of views, and if all the videos I publish always hit, I don't know, 50 or 55,000 instead of 40, then it means that it's gonna prioritize the channel more for uploads. Whether if I have an upload at 50 or 55 and then an upload at 30, then it's gonna say, okay, the videos aren't that consistent, there's a sizable gap between the two, and so I don't really know if I need to push them or not. If all videos do 45 or 50, then it's more regular and YouTube is happier with that. So what do you think about this? Would you be okay with a bit less videos? 2 per week, with maybe 1 or 2 weeks with 3 videos per week? Do you think it's too little? I'm not quite sure. Of course, I can always move back to 3 per week if I notice that the channel views take a big dip, or I get less recommended because my publication is too slow, or I don't know. If I notice that things don't go very well after maybe the end of November and December and January, I could still say, okay, you know what, this is not great, this is not performing as intended, I need to go back to 3 videos per week. But I think it could be an interesting experiment. And coupled with the weekly podcast, I think it's a pretty nice rhythm. So I mentioned that sponsors seem to slow down a little bit, so I wanted to give you the current status of all the sponsors of the channel. Linode, I don't work with anymore. They have entirely paused their YouTube sponsorship program as a whole, so you will not see, technically, unless they restarted without telling me, but you will not see any Linode-sponsored segments on YouTube videos. You might see videos made by certain creators on the Linode, well, Akamai developer YouTube channel, but these aren't sponsored videos, they're just paying a creator to talk about a certain topic on their channel. This channel isn't big by any means. They paused the entire thing, apparently moving to this YouTube creator agency that I could not work with because they had too many constraints and too many problems that would just not fit in my production calendar. Working with this agency was admittedly a mistake. They didn't say so in these words, but they sort of admitted that it didn't go well for them. Probably a lot of creators just dropped out because it was too complex compared to how you were used to work with Linode. And so maybe they will restart this program, but for now it's on pause, so I'm not working with them. I had stopped working with them before just because of the agency, but now I wouldn't be able to work with them anyway. Tuxedo seems happy about the partnership. I haven't heard anything about them planning to reconsider. They still send me devices to review. They still seem interested in doing the partnership. So I am pretty confident it will keep moving forward, at least until the end of our second year of the partnership, which is, I think, going to be in May. At that point, maybe they'll reconsider, but for now, it seems okay. If they decide to reconsider, Slimbook has expressed interest in the slot that Tuxedo has. They probably could not match what Tuxedo currently offers in terms of revenue, but it's still an option, and their products are also very, very good. I think they ship to a bit less countries, and they have a bit smaller range, but they do offer the same sort of chassis, the same sort of internals and hardware. So recommending Tuxedo, I wouldn't feel bad recommending Slimbook instead. I worked with them before. They're really good. They're just not as broad, maybe, as a target as Tuxedo in terms of what they offer. They're a way smaller company as well. But I think customer service is really good for them as well. They're a great company. So they could fill in the slot if Tuxedo ever decides to drop out. Now for Safing, I haven't heard of for November yet. I offered them the topics, but I didn't get an answer. I still booked their usual 2 slots, but they didn't answer me yet. So maybe there's something going on there. Not quite sure. They're generally very busy, So I'm not super worried, but it might mean that they want to stop. They've been sponsoring the channel for a long time now, maybe 3 years or 2.5 years. It's been a while, and maybe they just don't see interest. Maybe they don't have the funding anymore. I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe they're just busy and they just couldn't answer me, but I also missed the mark with them by just not managing to put out the 2 videos for the previous month. So maybe they're just a bit pissed about that because it like sort of dug a hole in their marketing business. Not sure. We'll have to see. I apologize for missing the deadlines, but we'll see how it goes. Chasm, I already talked about. They dropped out because of financial issues. They had a lot of contracts that relied on the US government paying either their clients or themselves, not sure. They're supposed to let me know when things are solved. They seemed very interested in continuing the partnership, but for now, they can't. So we'll see if they pick that back up. For Squarespace, our contract, I think, will end in December. I'm not sure if they will renew or not. It's all handled by an agency, so we'll have to see. They will definitely prioritize the better results, the best results for the money. They seem happy about the thing. They are very reactive to validate the videos and stuff like that. So maybe it will keep going on. I would like it to because it's a great product and they're easy to work with. It's nice. We'll see if they keep working. I would say probably yes. Proton is still going. They moved to 2 videos per month instead of 1. So I am expecting them to renew at the end of the contract. I think it's in May or June next year. I'm pretty sure they will renew because they wouldn't have ordered 2 videos per month if it didn't work out for them. So it's probably good. And TuxCare seems pretty happy as well. They seem to want 3 videos per month occasionally, depending on what they have to talk about. They mostly use this sponsorship for communication, not necessarily to drive sales or engagement, but to just drive people to the brand. It's more of a notoriety thing and making people download their various free white papers and just having ideas on clients, potential clients they could contact afterwards. So I'm pretty sure this is working well for them, and I'm pretty sure they'll keep working with the channel for the foreseeable future. And as per Thunderbird, our contract will pause in December. That was planned. That's normal. It renews in January for 1 month. And this will end, I think, the 4-month or 3-month trial period that we had with Thunderbird. We'll have to reassess after that if they want to keep working with the channel or not, if they want to keep sponsoring the podcast or not. But they seem pretty happy. I don't really know if they are, but they don't seem unhappy with the partnership for now. They haven't asked for specific changes either. So I think it should be good. And as per Collabora, we did our test video. They told me they were really happy with this one. They seem interested in the podcast more than the videos. So we'll have to see. There's nothing signed. I told them that, yes, they could sponsor the podcast if they wanted. But I didn't get any answer. Maybe, I don't know. I've been lacking a bunch of answers from sponsors these past 2 weeks. So maybe there's a holiday somewhere. I don't know. I don't have kids. I don't know when the holidays are. So maybe people are just on vacation and they just cannot answer right now. Not sure. So in the end, if I keep just Proton, TuxCare, and Thunderbird, which are, I guess, the more likely to renew, I will have at least 6 or 7 sponsored videos per month. If I keep Squarespace, that's 2 more. And I'll have potential sponsors to fill in the gaps if needed, to go back to those 10 sponsored videos per month. And if Tuxedo drops out, which is one of the major sponsors of the channel, I'll have a replacement, probably less profitable, but still very good to have. And a company I can recommend with my eyes closed as well. So really good. So all in all, it is a pretty solid situation to be in. Even if I only keep something like 6 sponsored videos per month and 4 are not sponsored, thanks to all of you, thanks to YouTube ads, thanks to all your support, I will still be in a solid enough position, so I'm not really worried about next year. I think the channel is really solid right now. Now, moving on to our second topic, it's gonna be a potential perk for patrons and YouTube members. One of you suggested making a daily news podcast, which would be way shorter, with all the news for the previous day, and this one would be exclusive to patrons and YouTube members. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's a good idea. I had a lot of various ideas for potential additional patron perks, but I haven't really found anything that really made sense, like extra exclusive videos for patrons didn't really pan out. People were not that interested in them because, well, you have another source where you need to watch the videos. It's not super practical. extending like behind the scenes and stuff like that. I don't think there's enough content in there to really guarantee something on top of this podcast. The video, making this podcast a video, doesn't seem to really be that interesting to people. There weren't many ideas that really would be super helpful, but I think this one might be, because the Linux News podcast is working really well. The Linux News videos generally perform really well as well, but they do have the problem of happening once a week. So the thing that happened on Monday is pretty old by the time I cover it on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of people might already have covered it. But with a pretty short podcast, maybe 4 minutes up to 10 minutes max daily or every 2 days, with a big recap, well, a short recap of everything that happened, could be very interesting. And I have plenty of places to push that as well, because I can talk about it on the news podcast. I can talk about it on the news videos. It's really easy to mention. It would be available for every single Patreon member. So starting with €1, everyone would have access to it on top of this Patreon cast. I think it could be a pretty good idea, and it wouldn't be time-consuming either, because I already look at all the news every day to try and prepare for the news video and the news podcast. So while I do that, I could just record a short segment with everything, and that would work out. And publishing it is really quick. Editing the audio is really quick, especially for short audio files. So it would really work. It would work really well, I think. And for distributing it, that's where it's a bit more tricky. On Patreon, it's very easy. I could just it would just create an RSS feed automatically, probably in the same feed as the Patreon cast. But I don't know if it could create a second feed. I'll have to look at that. But at least there's a feed that everyone can subscribe to on a podcast client, so you can listen to the news while you drive to work, while you come back from work, on your lunch break, whatever. It's easy to catch up with this one. And if you're not interested, it's easy to ignore as well. For YouTube members, it's a bit harder, because I could publish those audio files as a YouTube member exclusive video. It would not be audio, it would be video, but there wouldn't be anything to show apart maybe from a logo, and that would be it. But it could still be interesting in this way, or I could just distribute it using Nextcloud, just like I do with the Patreon cast. Not sure what would be better. It could be interesting. I could also set up a new podcast in my Castopod instance, but this would require me to enter email addresses for every YouTube member or every Patreon supporter, and then manage that manually when I need to remove or add one. And it's not super smooth. Like, it sends an email when there's a new episode and you click on the link to access the episode. It's not very well integrated yet, so I don't think that would be a great idea. But it would be easy to do, easy to optimize. It's a daily thing that takes at most 30 minutes per day on top of what I already do. So it's not that difficult to do. And it could probably draw a bunch of people to support the channel, if just for the news, the exclusive little news podcast that I would do daily. So it would not be daily, because I wouldn't do it on the weekends probably. But that means that the episode on Monday would be a bit bigger and the other ones would be normal size. So let me know what you think. Do you think it's a good idea? Would you be interested in that? Of course, you already contribute, so that's like a completely free advantage on top of what you already have. But do you think it would be interesting to other people? Do you think it would make more people subscribe to Patreon or not? I would probably start doing this maybe in January, and I guess I'll give it a shot. If it's popular, if people like it, if people listen to it, and if it drives people to subscribe to the Patreon, then all the better. If it doesn't, it's a nice bonus that doesn't cost me all that much, so it's interesting to do. I'll try it out in January, and we'll see how it goes. And finally, our third topic will be PeerTube. I wanted to talk about it a little bit because I've been in contact with people at PeerTube. They will reveal a bunch of stuff tomorrow on Tuesday. I can't go into too much detail about this, but I can tell you a bit about what they have planned, and I think it's an exciting project. I really like PeerTube. I think it's a great platform. I think it's how video distribution online should be, except they still lack a easy way to support people without actually contributing financially, so they don't have like an ad-based model or a sort of... How do you generate money without people paying money? It's always that difficult thing. But it's a great platform. I really like it. I've been on it for a long while now. My channel is on PeerTube on the Tilvids instance, T-I-L Vids YouTubeMembers.com, I think. It's an easy platform to manage. It auto-syncs with YouTube. I like it a lot. But they're still missing a bunch of features, which will mostly all be fixed. I can talk freely about PeerTube 6, which is coming before the end of the year, because it's already in the release candidate phase, so everyone already knows, well, or can find out about what's coming to it. It will first bring the ability to replace a video by a newer, updated one, something that YouTube doesn't let you do anymore, unless you're a giant channel like Linus Tech Tips. You cannot do it if you're a normal creator, a normal-sized creator, or a medium-sized creator like me. You do not have this option to erase a video with a new one. But you'll be able to do that on PeerTube, which is nice if you made a big mistake, if you realize you've shown something you shouldn't have shown, you can just re-upload something to erase it, and it keeps all the tags, all the views. It's good. It will also bring video chapters, finally, to PeerTube, something a lot of people keep requesting, but I keep saying I can't because it's not supported on PeerTube, it doesn't exist. Now it will be, which is very helpful to navigate a video. Really nice. You will also get thumbnails when you're hovering over the timeline. Really nice to see where you're at and where you want to go in the video. You will get better accessibility. They will improve how the website responds to screen readers and stuff like that. You will be able to publish password-protected videos, which might also be a way to distribute specific videos in the future. Like I could say, click this link, enter this password, and you get to see it. And only people that, I don't know, are Patreons or YouTube members would be able to view those videos. And they will provide for people who host instances of PeerTube a bunch of stress tests to provide a better auto configuration to make sure that you're serving the videos in the right way for the hardware configuration your PeerTube instance is running on. It will be a big help to make sure that PeerTube is as featureful as YouTube, or at least a nice enough platform that people don't feel it's missing a lot of stuff. Now for 2024, I can't really disclose what they'll be working on. They will talk about it. I think it's tomorrow that they'll talk about it, but they have planned a lot of good stuff as well, stuff that will happen all along 2024, including one thing a lot of people have requested, to use PeerTube on their smartphones. I won't disclose any of that, but you probably can guess what that is. And they will also add a lot of tools for creators to better manage comments and to better manage their channels, which is very exciting because for now, managing comments on a PeerTube channel requires you to go to each video to see where the comments are or scroll through your notifications, and it's just not manageable at all. Now, in terms of PeerTube, I feel like I might be one of the biggest creator there in terms of subscribers and views. That's not saying much. My channel only has a bit more than 2,000 subs. It has 71,000 views over the lifetime of the channel. But I think at least on the Tilvids instance, I'm definitely the biggest. And I think on PeerTube, I'm a sizable creator there. And I think it's a really cool alternative platform, and I would love to help it grow a bit. So I offered my services for that to the PeerTube team in terms either as a volunteer, as an unpaid contributor, or as a contract worker if they feel they need that. Because, well, I'm a creator, which is what PeerTube needs. It needs creators and videos. But I also worked as a project manager, product owner, designing websites, including video websites, mobile applications, general purpose websites. I worked on a lot of projects, so I think I am a solid enough person to help with the project, so I offered them my help on that. They haven't answered just yet because I offered that on Sunday, so I'm still waiting for an answer, obviously. But they'll let me know ways I can contribute, or if they just have designs or ideas or just want to quiz me on things that I think are missing, I would be very happy to answer that. I think I'm a big enough creator on PeerTube so that it doesn't come across as arrogant to offer that. And I think my pedigree or curriculum vitae is solid enough so that I can offer something to the project. And I always told myself that if I ever went back to doing some project management, it would be for a project that is not a bullshit job, a project that has a real purpose in helping improve the web. And I think PeerTube fits that description really well. I think it's a solid platform. It's really small right now and not many people know about it. And it's like not used by most people. But I think it has the potential to be a great platform for a lot of people. For a lot of people who just want to host their own videos. For a lot of people who want to create communities around a specific topic. and I'd like to help them, especially if I can free up more time by moving to 10 videos per month instead of 13 or 12. I think it would free up a bit of time. So we'll see what they say about that. In any case, I am currently on Tilvids. I talked about it, but this instance isn't federated with the wider PeerTube network, which might also limit who can discover my videos on PeerTube. So I've been thinking of maybe hosting my own just for the channel. It would be just an instance open to myself only, like no one else can create an account. It's just an instance for my channel. It's a big thing because it's a video hosting website. It needs a lot of space and it needs some solid processing power and it needs maintenance and it needs a bunch of storage space. I don't know if I mentioned that. It could be a self-hosted server at home using the mini PC that I have left. I could also use a sizable hard drive plugged into it to host everything. And I will probably start testing things out early next year to see if I can make that work. Especially with the release of PeerTube 6, I could just run a stress test and see if it's suitable or not. I don't want to host that PeerTube instance with something like Linode or anything else because it's going to be super costly for the storage space. It's just not going to work. I already use around 100 gigs of space on Tilvids, and that's not even the entirety of my YouTube channel. It just started like a year and a half ago or something, or 2 years ago. So there's a lot of videos that it doesn't have. It needs a lot of space, and I don't know that it would work with a managed hosting solution. So I will probably have to self-host it. I will give it a shot. If you have any experience with hosting a PeerTube instance, do let me know. I will happily take any advice that you can give me. So, this will conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any remarks about moving to a bit fewer videos per week, but trying to make them a little bit higher quality or go more in depth and miss a bit less of the important stuff, what you think about the daily news podcast or a news podcast every 2 days specific for patrons, what you think about PeerTube, let me know in the comments of this episode and we'll have a discussion about it. So thank you all for supporting the channel. Thank you all for your heartfelt messages for last week. And as always, I guess you will hear me in the next one. Bye.